point, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red. You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink filmmakers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No. It's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty. Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for silence to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
We had a week off, sort of.
Thanks to you.
Well, we had it. Well, I admitted that it was my own fault.
Uh-huh.
But we did have a new game stuff.
Once again, this child thing that you had
was it
to
my,
have.
Actually, it was the Lord that really intervened
really?
This week. Yeah, I blame Jesus.
For having a celebrating Zombie Day with Jesus?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Well, yeah, pretty much he died. My wife had to sing about it because that's her job.
Are we singing about him coming back?
I don't think he was back yet. He doesn't come back until Sunday.
Yeah.
We record on Wednesday.
Well, that's true.
So I guess we were maybe singing about the preparation of him coming back.
That's what I was going to say.
Wasn't she in anticipation of his return?
That's it.
Like Merle.
Merle and Jesus? A lot in common.
There you go. So we did have a new game stuff last week, thanks
uh-huh.
to Coke Logic.
Yep.
And I popped in there for about 10 minutes and did a little comic
oh, yeah?
little book
OG's
talk. Yeah, a little just to fill up some space. I got to do something.
I see.
I feel guilty, you know, so
OGP?
I got to do something.
A little OGP?
Yeah, I got something.
Something.
You know, I want to keep the numbers looking nice.
Oh, yeah?
You know, since technically last week should have been the 7-year anniversary.
Was that last week?
It's sometime between last week and this week.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, I think the actual day would have been like the 29th or the 30th of March.
Really?
So somewhere in between, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
7 long bloody years.
Long years. Apparently people are still listening.
Speaking of which, that you've reminded me now, I'll have to reach out to the special guest star.
Oh yeah,
I thought this was coming at the end of this month.
No, I think we talked about the special guest star for the 300th episode anyway.
Oh, was it the 300th?
I think so. Yeah.
No, it was definitely the 7-year.
Oh, well, either way, that shit the bed.
Closer to 300 by the time we actually get this person
like,
here.
Like many things we do on this show.
I just want to put this out there: the special guest star, not Monitor.
Not Monitor. Not Monitor. No.
Not going to be making an appearance.
No, that fucker is gone forever.
In somebody's basement.
Likely.
Why can't I get in? What are all these pictures?
Who the fuck were these guys?
Yeah, exactly.
How the fucking Spider-Man and Megan Fox? What was going on?
What the hell?
So, anyway.
Anyway, should we talk about
We should probably introduce the show first.
Oh, we should. So this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
There you go. That's a good start.
Episode 283.
That's correct.
So that's 17 until the special guest.
Good math.
Good. See, I can learn. Yeah, and we're calling it We're calling it Phase Q.
That's right.
Phase Q. We'll get to why we're calling it that later on in the program.
Sure. It's not because I have a stuffed raccoon somewhere in the studio, though.
Do you?
No, not yet.
Looking around. Not yet. It'll happen.
It'll happen.
As soon as the merchandising wheel gets spinning.
If they put that out, I'm getting one, damn it.
Man, anything associated with that character, I'm getting. I've been a fan of that character for years and years.
Yes, I know.
So I'm hoping.
It's your love of taxidermy, really, that.
I would actually get a stuffed raccoon
and
have the suit made for him.
Dress him up.
The little guns. Wow. I'm thinking I totally should do that now.
No.
How much can a taxidermy raccoon cost?
I don't know. A couple hundred bucks.
Three, four bucks?
Perhaps.
It's a raccoon.
You know what? If you find one.
It's not like, it's not a unicorn.
Maybe you could find one. Maybe you could find one at the flea market.
Maybe.
There's always shit there.
Maybe.
In the junk rows.
Maybe.
There's always taxidermy there.
There is.
I'm pretty sure I saw an otter once.
Pretty rotten stuff, but yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe. $300-$400
You gotta give him
what
a good. You gotta give him a good spray, though.
What is it?
You don't take anything home with you.
Is it the rare Fiji mermaid?
That's it.
$300-$400
I think for taxidermy, so I don't think that's a cheap purchase.
I don't know. We have a special guest in the studio this evening, here in Studio Q. Hint. And his name is Sam.
Wow, just Sam?
Just Sam. We're not calling him just Sam because the last guy we called just something. Just lost it, so
right
now we will just refer to him as Sam.
Okay, Sam.
Yes, and Sam will be listening in tonight. He may make some comments.
Sure.
As we go through the program, and Sam is interested in the third chair.
He's auditioning for the role. Is that what I'm?
Well, no,
understand?
No. Right now, this is merely the observatory phase.
Okay, so we're looking at the headshot.
Yes.
Reviewing prior
Correct.
Experience.
We're seeing if he'll put out.
Okay.
You know. That kind of thing.
Well, look, you have to fuck your way to the top.
That's it. You got to go through OG in order to get this job.
Hey.
Just ask Just Mike.
None of that. Hey, well, no, that was the chair's fault.
Oh, remember that?
I do remember. Sad. And the chair and the broken Green Lantern
Listen,
lamp.
The broken Green Lantern lamp, possibly one of my favorite moments on this program ever. We got to find that bit and replay it at some point.
I'm sure I could track down the episode number.
We should. We totally should. Because that was like, that's seriously one of my favorite bits ever.
It should be easy enough to track down. I, in my spare time, I will try to locate that.
So Sam is in Studio Q, and he had the chance to look around at all of the fabulous stuff that we
sure.
keep in Studio Q. And he noticed those prints from
I'm not saying the TV show.
Why not?
Because even though we brought the bit back, the bit is that I don't say it.
But the bit is you do say.
And then you convince me to say, and I say, Firefly.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. Take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. You can't take the sky from me.
There, see?
That happens.
There.
And there you go.
That's it. We haven't done it in a while, and it kind of worked because
well, like two,
Sam
three weeks?
Those. Is that how long it's been?
I think so.
But before that, it was like 2 years.
Well,
so.
You know, there was that whole year where you
we,
know, Monitor was in
was,
Cabo San Lucas or whatever the fuck he was.
It was 7 months, sir. 7 months was not a year. It was barely over half a year.
Whatever it was.
Geek stuff. What's
okay.
The news?
So, we'll start with the shit stuff first. We'll work our way up to the good stuff.
Oh, good. I'm prepared. One of the things, a little peer behind the curtain here,
okay,
is I am not informed about what OG has decided to talk about. So he'll bring most of the news to the table. I might have some news things here or there. But when OG brings these news things to the table, I'm not prepared. So we can have natural reaction.
We're telling people this? They need
I'm pulling the curtain away.
They needed to know this?
I'm pulling the curtain away.
Okay.
I'm
pay no attention to the man behind
the
curtain.
Wall.
We're trying to move on with the show.
Into the fifth dimension.
The four turtles have voice actors now.
Okay.
And we have a fifth cast member that we don't know who he is, although there's been some speculation for a couple of different characters.
Go.
So,
Now, to be clear, this is the awful remake of
this
TMNT.
This is the awful remake of Michael Bay's... No, we can't call it TMNT, because we still don't know if they're teenage or mutant. It just could be
right.
Alien Turtles. Could just be A.T., for all we know. We're not quite sure. This is the one that Megan Fox is playing April O'Neil.
Oh, dear
by
God.
The by.
She looks like an April O'Neil, doesn't she?
Sure.
Red hair, pale skin.
Sure. Alan Ritchson, who you may know as Aquaman from TV's Smallville.
No one knows him as that.
Is playing Raphael. He's been cast as the voice of Raphael in the upcoming film. Let's see who else we have. Peter Plosek, who was on Parks and Rec, Shameless, has been cast to do Leonardo. Jeremy Howard, who was appeared in Galaxy Quest, but I don't know to what degree.
Was he one of those aliens?
Maybe.
Was he Quillick?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Is Donatello.
Uh-huh.
And the only one you might actually recognize is Noah Fisher. Will be doing the voice of Michelangelo. He was in... Oh, shit, I don't remember the character's name, but he was in The Hatfields and the McCoys. And he was in Twilight 2, I think, or some shit. But anyway, it's a lovely cast for those voices. Thank God it's only voices.
I don't even recognize the name of the chick playing April O'Neil, so...
What are you talking about? You know Megan Fox, douche.
Do I?
Will Arnett...
Do any of us?
...is the fifth name.
Shredder.
That's what the top guess is, that he's going to voice Shredder.
Voice Shredder? It's not an animated movie.
It's not an animated movie, but Will Arnett isn't really... Is he big enough to be Shredder?
No.
Is he imposing enough to be Shredder?
No, maybe he'll be some new character.
Maybe he'll voice Splinter?
Shellhead?
Yeah. Casey Jones?
No. That would not be an animated character, sir.
I know. So anyway, there's your lineup.
Well...
I think still, this movie's still disputed by Peter Laird and supported by Kevin Eastman.
I have to say that my feelings on this movie remain unchanged after that bit of casting news.
My feelings on this movie are still firmly at... I'm still there. I haven't progressed. Yep. Neil Gaiman, with another fuck you to Todd McFarlane.
Whoa. What? Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Neil Gaiman.
Neil Gaiman. Okay.
With another fuck you.
Oh, this one is brilliant.
I know
this one. I was hoping that you would bring this up.
With really just a kind of, like a British dick slap. Right in the face of Todd.
A giant, like, you know in the UK, they give the finger, it's like when you put two fingers. It's like you're telling someone to come here with one finger.
Yeah.
You know, like when you put your hand up and you do this.
Yes.
But you do it with your middle finger and the finger.
It's the equivalent of the UK. It's the middle finger
like
and the UK.
Finger, right? Yeah. He's doing two giant, I'm talking like stadium foam hands, giant hands of this to Todd McFarlane.
Right. So I have mixed feelings about this story.
Okay.
On one aspect, I think it's awesome.
Right.
On the other aspect, so what we're talking about is Angela from Spawn.
From Spawn.
Created by Neil Gaiman.
Created by Neil Gaiman. Owned by Neil Gaiman.
Owned by Neil Gaiman after that lengthy lawsuit.
Uh-huh. He also owns Medieval Spawn.
Right.
And some other characters.
And Kaliashkar. Cog. Angela is going to be making an appearance in Marvel's Age of Ultron book.
Uh-huh.
So the cool part about it is that Neil is really kind of saying F you to Todd McFarlane.
Uh-huh.
The shitty part about it is
it's Marvel.
Fucking Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
I'm still not convinced about Age of Ultron.
I'm not convinced.
I mean, I like the Fantastic Four tie into Age of Ultron. That was really well done.
I liked Age of Apocalypse.
I don't like the Superior Spider-Man shoehorn.
I like the Hero. Was it Age of Heroes or what was the
Heroes Reborn?
What was that? Heroes Reborn.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the one where they were all just
that was
Franklin's ball?
Yeah. So there you go. I don't know in what capacity she will be in the book. But she is going to
be an Angela poster on the wall of somebody's room.
Oh yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Now you could get away with anything then. You could have Spawn in the book then.
It's true. She's also going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy in July.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so she's just peppering her way across the Marvel Universe.
And a big giant, fuck you. Fuck you, Todd McFarlane.
So that was pretty interesting, I thought. In the everybody thought this was an April Fool's joke, but it actually was not.
Hold on. So how long until Medieval Spawn makes his way into Marvel?
I don't think you'll ever see Medieval Spawn. I don't think so.
He owns it.
He does own it. But Angela, I can almost see them trying to figure out a crossover.
Considering Spawn is just a ripoff of a Marvel character anyway.
Okay.
Doesn't really.
It's design wise.
Could it be like Medieval Prowler? See where I'm going?
Spawn's kind of like, what if Deadman and Spider-Man had a baby?
Kind of.
Like DC and Marvel.
No,
at the
it's
same
like,
time.
No, it's like, what if. Who did you say?
Deadman.
Deadman and Prowler.
All right.
character he ripped off.
Yeah. Okay.
That's kind of what it is.
Anyway, the story that everybody thought was an April Fool's joke, Medieval but was Prowler. Not. Dark Horse. Did you read this?
No.
Adapting George Lucas's original Star Wars pitch.
That was not an April Fool's joke.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is happened. The one everybody thought was a joke, but is not. Mm-hmm. In which Han Solo is a lizard, by the way.
That I did not
in
know.
In the original pitch, Han Solo, lizard. So
wait, now I'm starting to think it's an April Fool's joke.
It's the story of Jedi Anakin, A-N-N-I-K-I-N, Starkiller, and General Luke Skywalker, an alien named Han Solo, and the evil Sith Knights. Han Solo is a 6-foot-tall lizard.
I'm trying to think of some good Han Solo lines that we could lizard up.
I don't know.
With an S or it doesn't work.
It doesn't work, yeah.
Hokey religions. An ancient weapon.
You could roll the S, and I thought these things smelled bad on the inside, on the outside.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
So there you go. So yeah. So a couple of things in regards to that. First,
so
more Star Wars Dark Horse books.
Yeah. What the hell's going on?
Apparently, I don't think that what we originally heard was true.
Okay.
Because the Brian Wood story is continuing.
Right.
The Legacy, the new Legacy book, by the way, was really good.
I read it last week.
Was good, and that's continuing.
Trader Waiter.
This is coming along.
Mm-hmm.
And I see no end in sight as far as solicitations are concerned for upcoming Star Wars things.
But the month they announced that in previews, there was a crap load of Dark Horse Star Wars trades. On reorder.
I don't know. Disney's obviously being selective or however they choose to do it. Disney doesn't really have its own strong comic book. I guess, did some of the Muppet stuff, right?
Yep.
And the Incredibles book and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe. Look, Disney isn't stupid either. They recognize that Star Wars and Dark Horse are a good match and they want to continue that.
And they don't want to ruin it by sending it over to Marvel.
Right. Well, there's that. Speaking of Disney being stupid, today, they pulled LucasArts, the video games.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so pretty much everybody got let go.
Uh-huh.
Was
this a surprise, or did they think this was coming?
No, I don't believe they knew that this was coming.
Whoops.
I think this was a surprise.
Hi, everybody. Go home.
And
don't come back.
From what I understand, they're going to be licensing out all future games, and what we're hearing is that games that were already in development, 1313, for example, is very really teetering on the brink of destruction.
Oh, boy.
The likelihood that it actually makes its way to fruition is not 1313
has been in production for like 4 years.
That's the thing. I can't imagine they're going to scrap the work that went into it. I mean, you have to think that Disney inherited whatever bills are already involved in that, inherited the cost of the production that already went into it. So maybe
that would be stupid.
Maybe they'll shop it out.
That's
yet to be seen. But that was today's big Disney.
Could this mean the end of Old Republic? Please say yes.
I think Old Republic should be dead anyway. Let's be honest.
Well, let's be honest.
That game should have died a week after launch.
It did in my house.
That game had so many complaints a week after launch.
Oh my god!
And most of the people I know that played like begrudgingly. It's like, I really want to like this fucking game, so I'm going to keep playing.
Six years, and I could create a better character on the WWE game. Ugh.
And then the final bit of news for this evening show, Phase 2.
Phase 2, yes.
So this week, that ginormous Phase 1 10-disc came in a suitcase box set came out.
Did it come in like a shield briefcase?
It did. That lights
like
up
Blade
in the middle.
What, really?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking awesome. I don't know. Too much.
Isn't it?
Yeah, way too much. Several hundred dollars, I believe.
You know how much it is?
Oh. I could find out for you.
No,
for
it's
sure.
fine. I don't really want
but,
to.
But
then I'll think about maybe I should own it, but I really shouldn't. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the cube?
No, I don't think it's the cube. It's not the Tesseract. It's definitely a briefcase.
Hit that picture. So
Amazon has it for $150 currently.
It looks like
the cube is in the middle of the Tesseract is in the briefcase.
Here. Yeah. How much is that?
Amazon has it for $150. So I will post the link to that in the show notes. The retail price is $220.
Wow.
Which is actually really not that bad. It's a 10 disc, 6 movie set.
Are we still really going to just keep calling it the Tesseract?
Instead of the Cosmic Cube? Well, I'm trying to stick with the movie. Yeah. But anyway, the most important thing is that some of the bonus footage that comes in this set was also released online.
Right, today in sort of a trailer format.
Right.
And what they showed was the stuff that's coming up. So they showed a bunch of stuff from Thor 2.
Thor 2.
Right.
Iron Man 3.
There was a lot about Iron Man 3 because it's coming out next month.
Right.
Thor 2 is coming in November.
Right.
And Cap is coming
next year.
Next year. April 4th, 2014.
I went back and watched Thor again the other day while I was working in here just because I don't know, I wanted to.
Here it comes. Brace yourself.
No, you know what? It really is a decent movie. It really is.
Yeah, we said that.
No, I know, but I thought I had convinced myself that it was good.
It was leading up to it that we were like, bullshit.
No, I know.
Not going to happen.
But I started to think about it, and I'm like, was it really good, or did I just convince myself that it was good?
Yeah.
And then I went back and watched it, and I'm like, you know what? It really was a bit slow, I think, at times, and the action was a little bit suppressed, but Kenneth Branagh did a really good job bringing Asgard to Earth.
That's true.
And that character into the universe.
Yep.
So kudos to him.
But he's not back.
No, he is not back. I forget the director's name for the second one, but it looks fantastic. It looks really good.
Ted something. Something Ted.
Christopher Eccleston, the main villain in it.
Who's that?
He's the Ninth Doctor.
Oh, no, that I know. I mean, what's the villain?
Oh, he's the Dark Elf character. Starts with an M.
Metaboja.
Melboja's a Spawn villain.
Melbourne.
No, I can't remember the name of it off the top. But anyways,
see the guy that has the black sword,
so they,
like white and really pale.
He kind of almost looks like a drow. Kind of, sort of. Malekith, Malachi, Mekalakahai, Mekachaniho, something like that. Anyway, so there was footage from both of those movies,
right,
which we've been seeing peppering online anyway.
Right, which only means that since they've started showing Thor footage, even if it's behind-the-scenes stuff, that there's obviously going to be a Thor 2 trailer in front of
Iron Man 3. Which is, what, a couple weeks away, a month away?
Yeah, it's like May something, right? May 5th.
So
and the beginning of next week.
From there, it was mostly concept art.
Mostly concept art. They showed Edgar Wright's test footage for Ant-Man.
Right.
Which we finally actually got to see, and my opinion remains the same. I hate the helmet.
Oh, I like the helmet. I like it.
I don't think it looks enough.
No, I like it.
Ant-Man. Doesn't matter because whether I hate it or not, they're gonna move ahead with it.
After looking at Ant-Man again recently, he appeared in an issue of Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, that works for the Marvel Universe.
They showed concept art for Captain America,
Falcon
and Winter Soldier. Wow, the Winter Soldier stuff looks really
good.
Falcon
even looks pretty good, surprisingly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I was worried that they were gonna try to go with that red and silver.
Really? I thought they were gonna go with that, you know, that kind of, you know, like the brother look, you know, like that.
Well, like his wings kind of halfway down his ass.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Anyway, so that looked pretty good.
Uh-huh.
But really what I think stood out, which continues to impress me, is the Guardians of the Galaxy.
The Guardians of the Galaxy concept art
looks fantastic.
Looks amazing. It should look half that good on film.
David Bautista, whatever the fuck that wrestler's name, as Drax. That I'm a little sketchy on.
Wait.
He got cast as Drax. Was that last week? 2 weeks ago?
Batista got cast as Drax. He's too big.
For Drax?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Too big.
No. Drax is huge, dude.
I know, but he's not that huge.
Yes, he is. And I heard today Zoe Saldana is being courted for the female. Starts with a G. God, I'm fucking drawing blanks on everything today.
No, I don't remember.
Oh, I'll look it up. Of course, the concept art for Rocket Raccoon looks good. The ships look good.
We'll see.
I'm pretty positive we're going to see the Nova Corps in this movie.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
I think so.
That would be interesting.
I wouldn't be surprised if
Nova is Phase 3.
If Nova becomes Phase 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're definitely... I don't know. It just seems like that might not be such a terrible fit.
That would be
especially
cool.
With his big push in the Marvel Now books right now.
Or as I call it, Trader Waiter. I think I've been debating whether I should do that about Guardians of the Galaxy, by the way.
What?
Wait. Trader Waiter that book, too.
So have you not read issue one yet, then?
I haven't. I haven't read it yet.
It was really good.
I know. I heard that. And I'm kind of don't want to read it for that reason.
And I want to read Rise of Davos this week because I'm assuming it ties into it.
I'm thinking I didn't want to read it because I didn't want to then read the next one. You know what I mean?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I'm not listening to you. I'm trying to look up Zoe Saldana and find out who the fuck she's supposed to be playing Guardians of the Galaxy.
You know what I mean, Sam? You don't want to read one book?
Gamora.
No. Gamora.
Okay. Yeah. She's the only female in the book. She's the only female on the team.
I knew who it was. I just wanted to watch you.
But anyway. So, yeah. So the concept art looks really good for everything. I'm on board with that, man.
I'm not on board. I just don't think that's the final costume.
Well, no. I mean, obviously, that was test footage. There'll be tweaks to it. But even if it ended up being close or the final costume, I wouldn't hate it. I would be okay with it where it stands.
We'll see.
And I think that's it for news.
Yes. Thank the Lord. OG, with that, we'll take our first break, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode number 283, Phase Q.
Saturday, April 13th. Cash in your tax refund and come to Geek Fleet 5. Come to 663 Kearney Avenue, Kearney, New Jersey for the best spectacle on the East Coast.
Unwinnable presents
Geek Fleet 5. Our vendors are guaranteed to have something to quench your geek thirst. Comics, video games, bootleg DVDs, old toys, board games, books, posters, and more. But wait, that's not all. Geek Fleet 5 is also an artist marketplace. That's right. Come to Geek Fleet to buy wares from photographers, painters, filmmakers, comic creators, jewelry designers, clothing designers, and more. There will also be hot sauce. Buy some food from the church ladies. Geek Fleet 5. DJs will be spinning music all day. Enter one of the raffles and be the next big winner. Sponsored by 80stees.com, Loop Lounge, Garden State Roller Girls, Paradox Comics, Barcade Jersey City, Comics Explosion, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, and Tailslate. Don't forget to come to sunny Kearney, New Jersey for the best event on the East Coast. Saturday, April 13th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 663 Kearney Avenue, Kearney, New Jersey. Geek Fleet 5. Our prices are insane.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 208. Oh, my God. I never scrubbed the number.
Sucker!
Episode 283, Phase Q.
Phase Q.
Right.
Everyone get the Phase Q thing now? Do we need to stop and explain it?
If they don't get it by now, then they don't deserve
to get it. Whoa, OG. I think you're being a little angry. As I recall, there was an episode called Horse with No Name that to this day you still don't understand.
You can't remember yesterday, but you can remember that?
That was only like 178 episodes ago.
Sure.
Don't anyone go and count 178 episodes because I'm sure that's not it.
They won't have to count. They could do this thing called subtraction.
Oh, yeah.
They would come up with it pretty quick.
That's true. They could probably also look at the titles.
Don't forget, of course, you can check out BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Our Amazon sponsor link is on the website.
Yes.
We thank each and every one of you, of course, that uses that link. It really does help out the show. And, of course, if you've never used it before, you should consider using it in the future.
Everyone buys things from Amazon.
Sure.
Why not buy them through our site?
And, of course, if there's anything that we talked about in the first segment of tonight's show that we're about to talk about or that you want to ask us and have us address on a future episode.
Or if you just want to hear the sound of your voice on this program.
You can give us a call at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Yes.
Geek Stuff. Comics, books, and graphic novels.
Comics.
You know, before we get into comics, we didn't mention either the premiere of Game of Thrones.
Oh, right, yeah.
Or the season finale of Walking Dead happening simultaneously.
Also, the season premiere or the comeback of Doctor Who. And the new show that I'm really digging, Orphan Black. The first episode of that show aired this
week,
right after. I believe it is developed in Canada, purchased and distributed by BBC.
Okay.
But it's pretty much a show about, the brief synopsis is, it's a girl who finds out that there are multiple clones of her that exist.
Okay.
And chaos ensues.
All right, very good.
Well, I don't want to talk too much about it. I want to if they haven't watched it, totally check out fine. Orphan Black.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bit risque.
Oh, it is.
At times, yeah.
Ooh.
It pushes boundaries.
Like Downton Abbey?
Is that would we call that risque?
I would.
Oh, well.
The way they treat those servants?
Like they should be treated.
I'm just saying.
That's what they get paid
for. Lower class.
Oh, yeah. So, yes. So, Walking Dead finale.
Yes. Let's talk about that. So, here's what happened in detail.
I hate
Sam is shaking his head. Sam has not seen it yet, and he's now attempting to cover up his ears so that we cannot. Can we put the show on hold for a sec? So, in deference to people who have not seen it yet, we will not discuss the season finale of Walking Dead or the premiere of Game of Thrones.
Or Orphan Black or Doctor Who.
Tyrion does not look like he knows.
We will talk about all those things next week, so perhaps this is a good opportunity for you, if you have a question, concern, opinion, call into the GVM line.
And I want to put this out there. OG hates The Walking Dead. Discuss.
I'm willing to discuss.
That's going to be a big topic on this program next week.
The zombies move faster than the pace of that show.
Next week!
I'm just saying.
Jeez.
All right, let's do comics.
Okay, I got a big giant one, and coincidentally...
And by giant, you mean $8,
yes,
right?
Special 80-page spectacular $8 cover price on Detective Comics number 19.
Now, you know why this is such a big deal, right? Because if DC hadn't shit the bed and relaunched the numbering with 52, this would have been issue 900.
Oh, is that why?
Yes. Kind of treating it as 900 without it being 900.
And it looks to me like it's a bunch of different stories.
Yes, it's like 8 different stories,
like
I think.
An anthology.
Correct. So there's that.
I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but it looks really great. Gatefold cover.
You know, on the back of that book... is an advertisement for Injustice.
No.
The more I see that game, the more I like it.
No.
And the comic has been awesome.
No.
It's awesome.
I'm sorry. 1992 called. They want their video game concept back.
No. See, you are just
really?
Out
Marvel
of touch.
Marvel versus Capcom?
It's not Marvel versus Capcom.
It's not.
It's all DC.
I know, but it's just
Yeah, but the story behind it. First of all, fighting games are still popular.
Really?
It's by the same team that did Mortal Kombat Legacy that came out a couple years ago, which was really well received. And actually, I really enjoyed the storyline.
We're talking about Injustice, by the way.
Right.
Gods Among Us.
But the story that they're building around Injustice and Superman just going batshit crazy as a result is great.
That's great. Detective Comics.
Just because you don't know.
There's several, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stories, sir.
And the toys look really good, too.
From Injustice?
Yeah.
Those I've seen. Yeah. The Joker looks pretty good.
The 2-pack, Green Arrow and Deathstroke.
Let's talk about who's in here. John Layman has written all 4 of the 5 stories.
Okay.
With the 5th one written by James Tynion the 4th.
He's the gentleman that writes Talon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's cool.
And that book is really good, too.
Jason Fabok
nice.
Is the artist on one of them.
Okay.
We also have John Layman. I'm sorry. Andy Clark. Sandow Florea. That's the number. Oh, he's the anchor. Sorry. Henrik Johnson. And Jason Masters also. This is packed full of stuff. Additional pinup art by Alex Maleev.
Oh, I like Alex Maleev.
Nathan Fairbrain.
Okay.
Fairbairn. Brett Booth, Norm Raymond, Andrew Dalhouse, Chris Burnham, Nathan Fairbrain again, Fabok, Jeremy Cox, Andy Clark, Francesco Franciavilla.
Many persons, is
yes.
what you're saying.
Dustin Gwynn, I could go on. Yeah, but there it is. Good. Batman, created by Bob Kane, in case anyone's forgotten that.
In case anybody... That's the only book you have this week?
That is it.
Wow.
What else did you think I was going to get?
I don't know. I didn't.
I've given up some titles recently.
I know.
Thanks
I know
to you.
This.
You're helping me break my head.
I saw no Marvel books that would interest you this week that came out.
No.
Batman Incorporated number 9. Oh no, that was last week. That was last week, and it was kind of a disappointing episode.
I've given up some of the pulpy titles.
Nice. Spider.
I did. That's a while ago now. But this month, it was sad to say I gave up the Lone Ranger.
Oh, good for you. I'm proud.
I did not do Masks.
But you're still reading Green Hornet.
I'm still reading Green Hornet.
Oh,
But that said, I think the regular Green Hornet book might be coming to an end, and the Mark Waid Green Hornet book might continue.
Oh, right, yes.
That would be fine by me, because the Mark Waid book was great.
Right.
I may read Masks in trade, but I don't think so. But now they're starting to do more pulpy heroes, like Miss Fury started this week. So I want to get away before,
before it gets, you're in trouble.
You know how Dynamite does these
things?
Yeah,
I know.
Like, remember when they got, what was the, What was the what was that big group of characters that got? It wasn't. It's what's his name? Famous combo guy. He's dead. Kirby. Remember they got that Kirby universe
stuff,
and then they started splitting all those off into individual books. I don't want to get involved in that with the pulpy stuff.
I hear you.
Okay.
Other books I had this week: Green Arrow 19.
Big surprise.
Jeff Lemire continuing to write an awesome book.
Arrowgun come back.
Arrowgun not back.
Okay.
I don't think the Arrowgun's coming back, and good for Jeff Lemire. Age of Ultron number 4 out this week. I'm reading this because I like to punish myself. Superior Spider-Man number 7 also out this week. Because I like, no, actually, you know what? In all honesty, except for his inclusion in Age of Ultron, which I hate, Superior Spider-Man is...
So, can you...
Okay.
Can you give us a gist of Age of Ultron, what we're supposed to be taking away from this?
Yes. So, Marvel would have you believe that Age of Ultron is taking place, and I'm doing air quotes, now. Although, I don't agree that it's taking place now. But Marvel would have you believe it's taking place now. And it's pretty much Ultron, no surprise, has just decided to take over everything. That's pretty much it. He's
done this before, though.
He has done this before. You know,
like every time he's ever been in a book, that's been his goal.
There's a lot of supers either missing or dead or not yet shown.
Really quality characters have died?
Well, the core characters in Age of Ultron are quite a mix. It's Spider-Man, Hawkeye, Cap, Iron Man.
You're right. This is quite a mix.
I
like to call it the Avengers.
Wolverine is in there. Oh, is he Avengers now too?
Yeah.
Oh, so I guess it is kind of Avengers.
Yeah, it is.
Luke Cage is in there.
He's like Avengers Team Q or something.
She-Hulk kind of peeks her big green head in on a panel or two every once in a while. Also, I don't think Hulk is actually in there, though.
Well, they got She-Hulk. So.
But now they're doing all these... Now, like last week and this week, there's like a bunch of Age of Ultron books. So, like, Superior Spider-Man 6 was an Age of Ultron book. Fantastic Four, 4 or 5 was an Age of Ultron
book. So, wait, how are they getting Cap into this book? Cap's in, like, another universe.
Exactly. How about the fact that the book was... So, again... To read it, Age of Ultron was supposed to come out like 2 years ago.
Could be the Bucky cat.
Right, though. 2 or 3 years ago, right. And it never did.
Okay.
It's whatever reason it got caught in developmental hell.
Because it's probably a shitty idea.
So now it's coming out now. And so now they have to figure out ways to fucking fix shit.
Ham-handedly.
So the Spider-Man that is written in the Age of Ultron book is so clearly Peter Parker. It's disgusting.
Right.
Yet Age of Ultron, Spider-Man, Superior Spider-Man number 6, Age of Ultron came out last week, and they're forcing you to believe that it's really Doc Ock, but you're kind of like, no, I don't want this. Dirty. So, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm torturing myself by reading it.
Yeah.
Digital books, it's an amazing thing.
And
you
all
read
of
a lot of shit that you never thought you would. Huh?
Nothing.
Is that out loud? So that was out this week. Superior Spider-Man 7, like I said, is out this week. And Thanos Rising. Number 1 this week. The only reason I'm interested in Thanos Rising is because I've taken a really strong interest in Nova and Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm assuming that it's going to tie into that in some capacity.
Okay.
So I want to check it out.
Nice.
That's it. I got another book.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews.
Product.
Yeah. Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
I think we're missing something.
No, we're not. We got rid of DVDs.
We talked about the DVD. We talked about the Avengers
right?
with the Cosmic Cube in the middle. I don't care what you call it. I think I really want that.
Okay, it's cool. You know what my problem is? I have to justify spending the $100 and whatever I just said it was after I've already bought all the movies individually.
You know, OG, I have a birthday coming up.
I know that you do.
So if you were thinking about
it. You know what? And if you're nice, I'll consider getting you Ultimate Spider-Man the Animated Series Season 1 on DVD.
I thought you were going to say something like, and I will get you a $3 gift card to Amazon. So...
I will send you a photo of me holding the case in a Best Buy.
That's what I got.
that's what you're getting for your birthday.
Products.
Well, where do you want to go first?
I kind of want to finish with this.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
This would be a good middle. But
okay.
I think this is very important to talk about because this is kind of the end of an era.
Well, let's do that.
We have been covering the Tanner Doll Company for years now. And... the reason we have covered the Tanner Doll Company is because way long ago at Toy Fair, when we were allowed in, we saw Tanner's original Harry Potter collection.
Correct.
Of figures, and we were overwhelmed.
That's right.
By their coolness.
That's right.
And what can only be considered a very sad day, we were notified by Robert Tanner.
Aww,
that Robert. The Harry Potter license and Tanner Doll Company has come to an end.
Well, that's a shame.
It is a shame.
They put out some nice pieces over the years.
I have to say, they have been spectacular. Spectacular pieces. Sure. I think we've talked about almost every one of them on this show.
Yeah, pretty close. Almost. If we've missed one or two, it would be odd. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about the last one tonight. I'm pretty sure this is the last one. This is Deathly Hallows Ron Weasley.
Look at him in his fancy little coat there.
Yes. So it's a complete recreation of his costume from that right down to his very stylish work boots.
Look at him. See, he can't afford those work boots.
Sure he can.
Them Weasley's his Poe.
That kid, first thing he did with his money, bought an ice cream truck. That's crazy money. I want to have an ice cream truck. I'm going to buy one. I'm Ron Weasley in the movies. But seriously.
Lovely for you.
Great. It's a great Ron Weasley likeness.
Don't do accents anymore.
Shut up. And they've gotten, it's like everything else that Tanner does. It's right down to the nth degree as far as replicating actual cloth, costumes, the boots. It's got real rooted hair. It's a nice likeness. Plenty posable. It comes with socks.
We should say, too, that this is the larger scale.
This is the larger scale.
This is that 17, 18-inch scale. Thereabouts. Not the 10 or 11-inch scale.
They did a few pieces in that 12-inch scale.
Right.
And this is the larger scale. This is the last piece. It's a great piece. It's gonna definitely round out your Harry Potter collection. If you just were getting the Deathly Hallows stuff, this will finish that sort of little threesome.
Sure.
Like we've always said, quality is fantastic, right down to the nth degree. Laces in the boots. Comes with the socks.
Lovely.
Yeah. It's
sad to see the license go.
That's actually what I want to focus on. You know, the piece is great. You should definitely check it out. Like we said, comes with a stand. You're going to be able to display it along with the rest of your great collection. That, I don't know where, how they can redo those fabrics and knits and things that they do.
Little hands.
Yeah, and little, definitely little brush.
And I'm not implying children.
No.
I'm just saying.
No. Be careful, sir. Sweater, everything else, real zipper on the coat. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic stuff. But I really want to focus. I don't want to take anything away from Deathly Hallows Ron Weasley,
sure,
which you should definitely check out. But what I want to take a minute to do is just reflect on the Harry Potter. Now, you can go back in our episodes and you can find a million Harry Potter, Tanner Harry Potter stuff that we've talked about on this program, and you would see
given away
doubt.
Too. I think we gave away pieces at one point in time.
Oh yeah, we've given away tons of pieces from this line, and I have to say it's really sad. But I did receive some news, from Mr. Tanner and his representatives, which I'm going to share with you. Harry Potter. Let's see. This is the first license that established Tanner in the pop culture realm, and we confirm that because that's what that brought
Absolutely.
Us.
Brought us into the booth.
Robert is a huge fan of the books, characters, and movies, and designed these figures from the heart, like he does everything else.
Oh, absolutely.
There's nothing he's done that he hasn't really, really taken to heart and really, really, like, given his all to, so we should say that as well. They're sad to see the license go, but Robert felt that he had achieved everything he wanted to accomplish creatively with the line, and that is definitely something that can be said. We're talking about the accessories that they did, like the sorting hat, the Nimbus 3000.
Crookshanks, the Nimbus 3000.
Right, we're talking about the other non-human characters.
Dobby.
Like Dobby and, what was the other one? The angry one.
The one that lived in the House of Black, but I don't remember his name.
That one,
yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah, they also did the Phoenix.
Right, yeah.
If you take that as a whole collection, if you have this as a whole collection, you really have a fantastic tribute to Harry Potter.
Sure.
And I don't think you're going to get better collectibles from Harry Potter. You weren't getting better collectibles then, and I don't think you'll get better collectibles in
the future. Not at this point.
No. They've also said we should never, ever, I'm going to get the quote correctly because my buddy Eric up there makes sure that we say everything correctly because he wants to make sure that everyone knows that, you know, we're listening to what they say. Never rule out us going back to a license.
So there you go.
So there you go. So if you're hoping for more.
So when J.K. Rowling flops writing the shitty books that she's writing now and eventually goes back to the Harry Potter world.
You think there could be more then?
I'm just saying. It's a rich universe. That's all I'm saying.
Looking forward, we are allowed to say the Avatar figures are looking fantastic and moving into production.
I was really upset that Towner never got to put out the Hogwarts they were playing.
What, the scale castle?
Yeah, the scale castle that they were playing.
Can you imagine? It's like your house. That would have been weird. So those are moving into production. We're really excited about those because we've seen those all the way from concept to now.
Yes.
And they have been fantastic. Also, we can mention there is something we can't mention.
Well, there's always something we can't mention.
There's that big Poison Ivy from DC that we talked about a while ago, that it looks like that's becoming very exciting. Some new things to talk about, Mortal Instruments.
Okay.
It looks like Towner's going to be moving forward with that. There's a numerical license. That's all I can say.
Okay.
And that apparently, that is very exciting for us as well, but we can't mention any more than that. And they're going to be extending and going further with their Christmas Story license.
Oh, nice.
It says here, Ralphie in the pink bunny outfit.
Nice. See, I might actually want that.
We're going to have a lot to talk about next Christmas, I think.
Ralphie, Randy, and Flick. Oh, no. See, Scott Farkas.
Yeah.
If they put out a good Scott Farkas.
Good Scott Farkas. That would be pretty good.
Yeah.
I would get that.
Yeah, I might get that.
He's a friend. They're all friends of the
program. I know.
So that would be interesting. We should. You know what? As they come out, we'll get them on.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be good.
So there's that. So just to recap, we're very sad. The Harry Potter license with Towner has expired. We're going to be sad to miss it. Please go back in the episodes in the past. Maybe at some point we could put together some kind of index if people wanted to check out a particular piece of what we had to say about it. We could do that at some point, maybe. But moving forward, you're going to hear more about Towner Dahl Company right here on this program and more of the great products that they're putting out. So I'm happy with that. Now, let's move forward. Still a little teary about that Harry Potter thing. I'm just going to move that out of the way. And I'm going to talk about, do you remember Cool Rockets?
I do remember. It's been a while since we've talked about them.
Years, right? Yeah. So Jeff rings me up and says, hey, I got a Buck Rogers license.
Nice.
And I'm like, no way, because that's right up your alley. I don't mean Buck Rogers like Gil Gerard Buck Rogers from the 80s. I'm talking about comics from way back when.
Go Hero?
Right? Go Hero? No. Yeah, that Buck Rogers, yes, but different company.
No, I know, but that's what I mean.
And so he's begun. Now, there are two out of the Buck Rogers in the 25th century ships. These are based on stuff that appeared in the comic strips.
Okay.
And the stuff way back. Actually, I'm gonna give you a little flavor text on here. And the one we're talking about tonight is actually the second one released.
Okay.
The first one that's being released, we're actually going to talk about that one either next week or the week after. And we may have a giveaway associated with one of these, but I don't want to promise anything yet.
Right.
The one we're talking about tonight is the Battle Cruiser. That is the very definition of space cool circa the 40s. And 50s.
Which actually ties into Bubble the Hill. Rest of this
It
segment.
Does. Yeah. It does really nicely. This is called the Battle Cruiser. It is the second offering in Cool Rocket's licensed series of spaceships from the original 30s and 40s Buck Rogers books and comic strips. These are high-detail, handmade replicas of some of the original ships from that era, modeled and produced by Jeff Brewer of Cool Rockets. Go, Jeff! Only 1,000 pieces of each type will be sold. Never before have these classic ships been available at this level of detail and aged finish. And that's exactly what that looks like, right?
Right.
So he's taken these designs that appeared originally in 2D, and he's now created them in 3D. It comes with a great base. I mean, if you're a Buck Rogers fan, if you are a, at this kind of retro 30s, 40s, 50s space fan like I am, bubble helmets and that kind of thing, you are going to love these. And you're going to love Cool Rockets. I'm gonna make sure you get the website. It's, surprisingly, coolrockets.com. All one word, coolrockets.com. And you should definitely check out the products that they're doing. The Buck Rogers stuff in particular. But he also does his own designs. Do you remember those? We've talked about
I do. Yeah, we talked about a lot of them on the show. Yeah.
And they are terrific. I want you to check it out. I want you to fall in love with it. The one we're going to talk about, I think it's called the Asterite or something like that. Okay. I think the next one is called. It's amazing. This battlecruiser is awesome. The Asterite is equally as awesome, but slightly more amazing, I thought.
Okay.
To be chosen as the first one to be released.
Fair enough.
So check that out. Once again, it's coolrockets.com. Check that out and look forward to possibly a giveaway. Possibly a giveaway of one of these pieces, but definitely we're going to be talking about the first one. This is the Battlecruiser is the second one in the upcoming weeks.
So in the same vein, or as far as like feeling retro is concerned and retro space is concerned, we have the Outer Spaceman Series 5.
We got to save the best for last.
That's right. Outer Spaceman Series 5 and Deluxe 1.
I am so jacked about
these. I know. These things are fantastic. So we have three figures here. Again, it's Series 5 and Deluxe 1.
So Series 5 is these two.
It's Orbitron and Gemini.
Right.
And that's then Deluxe 5. Number 1 is Cyclops.
Cyclops.
Right.
Got it.
So I have Gemini here front of me. I actually popped him out.
Oh, you popped him open.
I popped him open.
Let's talk about resealable packaging.
Yes, we like the resealable packaging.
Yes, so you can take them out, you can display them, but you can keep the packaging, pop them back in if you like. I myself display these in the packaging because the Four Horsemen in their brilliance have decided to recreate the packaging circa the 60s-ish, but it's done so well, you kind of don't mind leaving it in the packaging and displaying it that way.
So Gemini comes with a phaser or a pistol of sorts, a staff, right? And the staff has two heads on it. You're looking at Gemini now. It's a two-headed character.
Right.
And then he comes with, like, different arms. So we should say again, these pieces are interchangeable. So, you know, like the arms and the hands pop off.
Now, this is the what system again?
It's the O'Neill design system.
O'Neill design system.
The Glios system.
Right, Glios.
So you could kind of interchange a bunch of these figures together. One of the things I like about the retro feel in a lot of these figures, and we've been talking about this since the beginning, is the helmets. So for Gemini,
bubble helmet, right off.
Both of them come off.
Nice.
It's a nice little touch. Great little figure. So he would be the first one in the line. The next one, should I read the flavor text on Gemini?
I don't know.
The man from the Twin Star Algol.
Well, you can do that. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
High above the roof of our world, the Twin Star Algol, in reality two stars, a massive red giant and a blue-white dwarf, shined its double light upon its only planet, the tiny world of Mu. M-U.
Mu.
Its inhabitants, not like Omega Mu. Like, actually, is that Omega? It was an M-U?
It was an M-U.
Yeah. There you go. It is Omega Mu. Its inhabitants, though small in physical stature, are said to possess the greatest intellect in the universe, and many of them have mastered the power of mind over matter, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, Gemini is an awesome two-headed piece.
So let's talk about the origin of this piece really quickly. On the back, in addition to the flavor text that you get, in addition to what the Outer Spacemen are, what you're seeing is the original character that this one is based on. And it says, it gives you a picture of an unreleased Gemini production sample from 1969.
Right.
So these were kind of, would you say bendy?
I don't remember if they were bendy or not.
I think they're sort of bendies. And they were released carded in the late 60s. They look sort of like bendies to me. If you look at Orbitron, you really get it. That's the man from your anus, OG.
Oh, lovely. Thanks.
I'm going to let that go. So you actually, on the back of Orbitron, the man from your anus, you get to, you can see a picture of the original carded Orbitron figure from 1968.
Right.
So this one actually made it out. But the one we were just talking about, Gemini, was an unreleased production sample, as was Cyclops. A picture is on the back of Cyclops, an unreleased Cyclops production sample from 1969.
Yeah, so Cyclops, the helmet on him is removable.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I popped him out earlier. I think his armor is removable as well.
That the original one looks like.
Yeah, the original one definitely was.
Do you want to read Cyclops, the giant from beyond the Milky Way?
Beyond the stars and star smoke of our Milky Way, out past the shining citadels of other galaxies as numerous as stars, from a place so vast it cannot have a name, comes Cyclops, mighty intergalactic giant, great warrior of the cosmos. In his forehead, the all-seeing eye, with it he can witness all that is happening anywhere in the universe. In his belt, he carries two additional eyes. One can see the past, the other can see the future. Gliding swiftly between the stars. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, awesome figure.
It's groovy, man.
So, you can, of course, these are put out by the Four Horsemen.
Yes.
By the way, Four Horsemen, don't forget, Power Lords coming back from the Four Horsemen. We'll talk about those soon, too.
Yeah, I you know what? I have to tell you, I'm a little, right now, jury's still out for me on Power Lords.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like Power Lords.
Jury's still out for me on
Power Lords. All right, so Infinity Edition. This is the Infinity Edition of Series 5.
Right. So these are the regular colorway,
that's correct,
right?
They are available right now at Store Horseman. So if you go to storehorseman.com, it's $50 if you want all three figures.
Uh-huh.
Or it's $26 for Wave 5 and then an additional $26 for Cyclops.
I have to read the flavor text from Orbitron, the man from Uranus.
Oh, my bad.
If I may, sir. From the barren mountains of Uranus, great waves. What?
Nothing.
Great waves of thought reach out throughout the blackness of outer space, probing the universe.
That is
thus
Uranus.
Thus Orbitron and the men of Uranus search the stars. I'm not going to make it.
Oh, you big Kev.
Search the stars, seeking the lost knowledge of the ancient ones. On great ships, they travel to the farthest reaches of our galaxy and beyond. Able to read the minds of men, they have collected... I'm not going to make it. They have collected...
Insert Klingons near Uranus joke now.
The learning of a thousand worlds, and yet they go on searching in a never-ending quest to learn that which has been ordained, no man shall ever know. From Uranus.
Lovely. So, yes, the four horsemen, the outer spacemen, continue to put out awesome toys. I still cannot wait for...
Wait, did we talk about Orbitron? Orbitron's got some stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, the star.
Yeah, it looks like he has lobster hands.
Yeah, he does have lobster hands.
He's got that big giant brain at the top.
Yeah.
He looks very 60s, actually, very 60s sci-fi.
Yeah, he kind of has a Mars Attacks...
Yeah, a little
kind
bit,
of thing
right?
Going
yeah,
on, yeah,
he does a little bit. Complete with weapon, interchangeable body parts, and recombine. Oh, parts detach and recombine.
Yeah.
It looks like he has some sort of weapon, and it looks like some sort of star, like the spaceship of Jor-El, but in pink.
But in pink?
I think that's actually, does that attach to him?
He holds it as a weapon.
Oh,
look at the photo.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I see that now. Yeah, yeah. Cool. Wow, that's really cool. I really like that one a lot. And
so,
Gemini, too, but this Cyclops is amazing.
I know. What I was saying, though, is I cannot wait for them to put up that first figure that's all original for them. It's the female figure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to be the next wave, isn't it?
I'm thinking that must be Series 6.
Ooh, Series 6 is going to be very exciting.
So go to storehorseman.com now, and you can still buy these and pick them up for you.
Yeah, Store Horseman. Our buddy Cornhole runs that program over there, doesn't he?
He does, in fact, run Cornhole Uranus. Jokes are just
hey, they write themselves, sir. They
apparently
write themselves. Oh, gee, that sounds like the wrap-up music to
yes,
me.
But before we get to the wrap-up, sir.
Yes?
Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles.
Don't forget to check out superpowercollectibles.com for all of your geeky goodness. They have toys, statues, comic books, and a plethora of things.
A veritable cornucopia.
A veritable and, of course, there is a coupon code.
There is. It's coupon code BIGKEV.
And what does that get you?
That gets you, on any order of $50, it saves you $10.
That's right.
Any order of $99 or more, you get free shipping.
And the $10.
And any order of $1,000 or more, free glass of wine and a foot massage.
Nice. I don't think he's honoring that.
No?
I'm not sure. Maybe he is.
We should stop saying it.
I'll just...
We gotta come up with something.
I don't remember that being in the original copy.
I think we've just...
Get this. Spend over $1,000 superpower collectibles. You get a personal happy birthday phone call from Cornboy of the Four Horsemen.
I don't know that he's going to honor that either.
I think
maybe if you spent $1,000 over at Store Horseman, but...
I would. There's enough stuff over there.
Oh.
You know what we have to ask him?
What?
Where's that other stuff?
What other stuff? Oh, yeah. I don't know. I was looking at that one figure the other day. We got to ask him. I know they have a Kickstarter campaign coming out soon.
Oh, they do?
For some more of the Gothitropolis stuff.
Right. Yeah, so I heard about that.
That will be happening.
That 3 3/4 stuff that he told us about.
I know.
Okay, I'm just saying. Maybe we shouldn't tease like that. But superpower collectibles. Look, you go over there, you help yourself, you help the show, you help the sponsor. You're just helping all around.
Everybody wins.
Superpowercollectibles.com.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles has four guys most people have never heard of.
TMNT. Sir.
Oh, sorry. Whatever the Ninja Turtles are, maybe they're not. Maybe they're Kung Fu.
Not Ninja Turtles.
Maybe they're not turtles.
Maybe they're from space.
That Michael Bay flick has four guys most of you have never heard of as their lead voice actors, and one guy you do know who we don't
Who's
know what
playing
he's playing.
April O'Neil. Oh no, that's sorry. That's
no. Remember, we agree that Megan Fox, while maybe not the brainiac of the universe, is still somewhat attractive. Remember we had this conversation a couple weeks back?
I don't know.
In addition to that, Angela from Spawn, of course, Neil Gaiman's character, is coming to Age of Ultron and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Soon to be followed by Medieval Prowler.
Dark Horse is bringing you Lizard Han Solo in the near future.
Han Solo.
There you go. And of course, we talked about Marvel Phase 2 this week. And of course, the debanding, debriefing of LucasArts, the video game brand.
The destruction.
Destruction.
Of LucasArts?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we did talk LucasArts. About that. And in the second half of the program tonight, we've talked about comics, including Batman Detective Comics number 19, a special 80-page spectacular, which coincides magically, coincidentally, with the 900th, what would have been the 900th issue of Detective Comics.
Also, Green Arrow 19, Age of Ultron 4, Thanos Rising number 1, and Superior Spider-Man number 7 also out this week.
In product, we are devastated to say that we have seen what is possibly the last Harry Potter figure from the Tanner Doll Company. It's Deathly Hallows Ron Weasley. Amazing piece to round out an amazing collection. If you've never gotten a piece before, you should be looking into getting some. And maybe even if you're a Ron Weasley fan, this might be the one you want to get. Also, we talked about from our friends over at CoolRockets.com. CoolRockets.com. Buck Rogers in the 25th Century Battle Cruiser. Brand new product from them. Based on the 30s and 40s designs of spaceships from the Buck Rogers books and strips and things like that. Check them out at CoolRockets.com. And lastly, and bestly, I have to say, the Outer Spacemen Wave 5 or Series 5 and Deluxe 1 is Orbitron, Gemini, and Series 5, and then Cyclops is the Deluxe 1. Cannot tell you how in love I am with these.
I know, they're fantastic pieces.
I cannot believe they keep producing them. They're just continue to get better and better, and I am jacked and excited. I cannot wait to see Series 6.
Don't forget, you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes, our videos, the photo gallery, links to the Amazon Associates account, link to the Geek Flea Market coming up next week. And, of course, you heard the promo during the break earlier.
Yes, we will be there.
Yes, come and check that out.
Uh-huh.
That is Saturday, April 13th, so come and visit.
We will have products for sale at our table.
In theory.
No.
Oh,
that's happening.
Oh, okay.
We will also have the donation bucket will be available.
Always the donation bucket.
And, come say hi.
Yeah.
We're glad to chat with everybody. So
of course.
Come see us there at the Geek Flea Market.
Of course, also don't forget two Kickstarter projects that we've been kind of talking about over the past couple weeks. Minitendo Series 2 and OMFG Series 3. The links to those are still in the show notes. Both of those are ending very soon.
Right.
So check those out. And support them if you're interested.
Yep.
And I think that might be it.
And with that, OG, we will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff the way we end all episodes, by saying good night, Andrea, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.